Welcome back, everybody, and welcome if you're just joining me. My name is Maggie Dawn, and you are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Big thanks to our last guest, Nathan Hudak. He's the Wisconsin Commissioner of Insurance, helping us all out with some tips and best practices if your home was impacted in this past weekend's massive thousand-year flooding. Terrible term. They're not thousand-year floods anymore, as we've been discussing those statistics based on data that goes back decades, which is no longer accurate because of climate change. I promised you before we took a break that I would share with you some of the resources. Everything that we're talking about today will be in the show notes from today's program. You can always find those show notes as well as all past episodes at civicmedia.us/shows. Also on Apple Pods and Spotify, just search for The Maggie Dawn Show and you will find it there. So we're going to put all these resources there so you can find them easily. First of all, and we've talked about this a couple of times this week in the aftermath of these floods, to report flood damage, including your basements, collapsed walls, electrical issues, the things that have occurred in or on your home or business property, you can report those to 211. That's the phone number. Call 211. It's run by the county. Milwaukee County. You can also report other neighborhood issues or public infrastructure issues via 211 as well. If you have immediate public infrastructure needs, you've got still a flooded street or another tree falls down, something hits your electrical lines, the city of Milwaukee, if you're within the city boundaries, you can go to milwaukee.gov/click4action. That's milwaukee.gov/click4action. There are two recycling and trash drop-off centers for the city of Milwaukee that are free of charge. And by the way, folks, they don't ask you to prove that you're a city resident when you go there, just saying. Those are free of charge through Sunday, August 17th. That's this coming Sunday, folks. These centers are operating during their regular hours, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. They are located at 3879 West Lincoln Avenue, as well as 6660 North Industrial Road. That's off of Mill Road. Again, you can find that information also on the City of Milwaukee's website. If you have hazardous materials because of the damage, don't take those there. The Metro Milwaukee Sewerage District, MMSD, has hazmat drop-offs, and they just announced today that they have expanded their hours for that hazmat drop-offs. From August 14th to 17th, again, this is running through Sunday, all MMSD home hazmat centers will be open with extended hours to accommodate residents struggling from the flooding. You can find all of that information at the MMSD hazmat webpage. We'll have that link in our show notes. Other issues. If you have been effectively unhoused, you don't have a place to stay, or a neighbor or a relative or a friend needs some help with recovery, whether that's interim housing or food, medication assistance, please call the American Red Cross of Wisconsin. That's 1-800-RED-CROSS. That's 1-800-RED-CROSS. You can also go to Milwaukee Marshall High School for shelter. That's 4141 North 64th Street. You can just walk on in there. Again, that's on 4141 North 64th Street in Milwaukee. It's Milwaukee Marshall High School. If you are an unhoused person and you need housing assistance, whether triggered by the flooding or otherwise, please reach out to Milwaukee County Housing Services. They will help you. They have done incredible things to help address the unhoused crisis in Milwaukee. In fact, they have won awards for their work. We have reduced our unhoused populations, and in some quarters have eliminated it entirely. We don't have an unhoused crisis anymore in Milwaukee County. You can find out more about that or reach the outreach team for unhoused folks at outreach@milwaukeecounty.gov. That's their email, outreach@milwaukeecounty.gov. If you go to the shelter at Milwaukee Marshall High School, they will also put you in contact with, again, Milwaukee County's outreach services for unhoused folks. For residents that may want to help out with relief and recovery efforts, you can create a crisis cleanup profile. If you or your organization offers cleanup services, again, that information is available on Milwaukee County's website. If you wish to donate money, you can do so at the United Way of Greater Milwaukee. Their website is unitedwaygmwc.org. That's unitedwaygmwc.org. And if you would like to donate food or other support for food insecurity, you can do so through Feeding America of Eastern Wisconsin. They have a dedicated flood emergency response fund. It is just going to be used for folks that are trying to recover from this terrible event here in southeastern Wisconsin. Again, that's Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin. They have a dedicated emergency food response fund. If you wish to donate supplies to nonprofit organizations that you already donate to, many of those are being coordinated through United Way. You can ask the organization that you are already donating to. If you need a trusted list of nonprofits to whom you wish to donate supplies, if you don't already have that relationship, go to SEWICOAD. So Southeastern Wisconsin, SEWICOAD.org/our members. Again, all of this information on Milwaukee County's website, and of course, we'll have it all in the show notes for you. When we come back, we'll be joined by Chandler Hall from the Center for American Progress Fund. He is their director of gun violence prevention. We're going to talk about the facts about crime and crime prevention, specifically gun violence prevention in Wisconsin, in Washington, D.C., and beyond. Stay with us. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.